Listener Production.
Hey, Bentzion Siebert here with The Briefing. Do you find calling people on the phone or answering phone calls a little bit uncomfortable? It seems there's a bit of a generational divide on this one, the stereotype being that older people will call for a chat when it really could have been a text message. And for some millennials and Gen Z, phone calls are what you do in a medical emergency. If you're in the latter category, you're precisely the type of employee that many corporate training companies are now targeting. Courses designed to help younger people become more comfortable with this kind of thing are growing all over the world, including here in Australia, with NIDA, the National Institute of Dramatic Art, the latest to create one. Social researcher Claire Madden joins The Briefing's Sasha Barbagat to tell us about NIDA's new course and what her research shows about Gen Z in the workplace.
Claire, thanks so much for joining us on The Briefing today. NIDA's new course for Gen Z is called Prologue. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, it's a new innovative course that NIDA have put out that really blends professional and personal development in a new way of course delivery. So it is educational, but it uses entertainment and offline kind of challenges and all sorts of different ways to get people engaged.
You know, we've heard a bit about how Gen Z doesn't like picking up the phone, but what other interpersonal situations are they having difficulty navigating that this course is designed to help with?
Well, it's really focused on helping all generations, but tailored to our younger generations, our Gen Zs, about those offline difficult conversations that you're faced with. So it can be when you go for a job interview, you want to ask for a pay rise, or you've got a situation that's a bit awkward or conflict, or you just need to get up and present in front of a group of people. And we haven't necessarily been trained in these offline communication skills, and we're just thrown in the deep end and trying to work out what we're meant to do.
I feel like, you know, the Gen Z trope or the stereotype is, yeah, they don't know how to talk to people in person, you know, they struggle to pick up the phone, like all the things we're kind of talking about here to do with this course. Mm. But you've done a lot of research into Gen Z. Do you think that's fair? Like, is that a, you know, millennials got called, you know, the participation award generation and parents did everything for them and they love Avo Toast and they don't want to buy a house, they just want to have fun. Do you think the stereotypes about Gen Z are just that? Like, can we actually say that this whole generation has been impacted in this way to the point that they can't have in-person relationships or conversations?
I think one thing that's defined our Gen Zs is the immersion into the digital technologies that we've got from a really young age, and the degree of which we've just become screen mediated in our communication. So we choose so much to communicate through a screen, through a device, and that can impact how much offline social engagement, face-to-face communication we've practiced just growing up. So I think, though, a bit of a misunderstanding about our Gen Zs is that, oh, they don't want the face-to-face, oh, they just want to, you know, whether it be remote working or whatever. The research I do, I regularly find that Gen Zs really value the social side of work and life, the in-person, the relationships. But I think what we also find is that, like a young guy, Matt, told me, he said, we're losing the ability to have a conversation face-to-face. And I think that they are so thrown into the screen world that there can just be sometimes a bit of a confidence gap, or we just haven't actually sat there and learned how to do some of these offline skills. It's not that they don't want the face-to-face.
One of the factors that I found interesting was that the course actually isn't an in-person course. It's done on an online program. Explain to us that choice. It seems counterproductive.
What they've done is they've taken their years of corporate training and training, you know, people in how to communicate, and they've put it into quite an interactive course. So whilst it is self-directed, you get this package that arrives at your doorstep, like, lo and behold, a physical book, something that you can actually write in.
Yeah.
And it's got little, you know, card games and different things. So it's quite an interactive sort of tactile aspect. And then it's got QR codes and things throughout it that you, because you have an app that guides you through with audio guides and different things. But it's also very practical. So very quickly it gets you going to different settings, like go to a cafe and observe people to start to gain some self-awareness skills and things. Or it teaches you to, you know, use your body, get your body positioned in neutral, which is involves, you know, standing up or learning how to sit in a chair properly, and how you do your posture and your voice. And so it's interactive, and it does get you to find some friends or people that you're living with to play different games with and practice with. So it's, whilst it's not in a classroom with other people, it still very much involves other people and involves real life scenarios. It's not, certainly not just sitting scrolling, not being engaged, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. I want to talk about something that you just briefly touched on there, but one that I found really interesting. One of the lessons that they do is to go to a public place. You said a cafe, but the other suggestions are like a park or a garden. Yep. And just observe. Now, my brain goes to the idea, you know, the stereotype, I suppose, that Gen Z struggles to be bored because they've always had a device that they can kind of look at. Is that the purpose of that particular exercise, to just go and sit in a park and look at the world and try not to pick up your phone?
I think it is really interesting how, as young people, I like to classify myself as young just now. I'm a millennial myself, but all of us, like, we're spending less and less time, like you say, just observing the world around us, and we're just so addicted to the consumption of content. So we're just constantly scrolling or whatever, and we don't take that time out. But what they're teaching in this course, in this thing, is observation skills, because we actually, it says as you open the hard copy book, that it takes, I think, 0.1 seconds for someone to make a first impression of you. And then that rarely changes, even as they get to know you a little bit more. And so it's teaching us the power of observation, self-awareness, becoming more aware of others and what impressions we quickly coming to of others, and are they correct? And then apply that to yourself. Well, what impressions might people be making of me, and why is that? Is that the way that my facial expression is, or the way that I am engaging with people or not engaging with people, or carrying myself? So that all these things that we don't really stop to consider, I think, in this busy, you know, life that we're just so busy consuming all the time, that we don't put a lot of self-reflection in. So it kind of guides you through what to do, not just sit there and be bored and stare out at a wall or stare out at people, but actually trying to teach you that whole self-awareness thing. And how do you think you might then be having an impression on others, and what impression are they having on you, and why? What is it that we're doing that's creating that?
Yeah, it's so interesting. Look, do you think that Gen Z coming through the workforce and eventually taking over, as in being the dominant demographic that's in our workforce in Australia, do you think things will change to adapt to them, or will they be forced to adapt to the way that workplaces currently are?
I think it will be a bit of both. I've just been doing some study into this area for the last number of years about what motivates Gen Z in the workplace. And I think that workplaces are confronted with, oh, why do we need to change things again? Why do this generation want things differently? But then at the same time, I think we need to realise the world has shifted so much, and our Gen Zs are simply representing that there's a new way to think. There can be faster, efficient ways to get work done. They're valuing things that perhaps society are missing. So, for example, Gen Z just emphasized to me so often that they want a really supportive, relationally prioritized environment in the workplace. And you think, yeah, well, so much of that's broken down in society. Whilst they've got, you know, 1,000 followers or friends online, it's the real relationships that they want. They want approachable leaders. And again, you think, yeah, well, they've been able to approach people through social media, have a voice. And we put them in the workplace and we say, no, we don't need to hear from you till you've, you know, worked here for 5 years and reached a high level of management. Well, that disengages our Gen Zs, who want to be collaborative, who are keen to make a meaningful contribution and want to early in their careers. So I actually think there's great opportunity to actually listen to what Gen Z are motivated by in the workplace and get the best out of them. And in doing so, no doubt we'll make a better workplace culture for everyone. All the generations in the workplace could benefit from a lot of those things.
My favourite quote from my favourite TV show is, every generation thinks the next one is the end of it all. And it's not. It's simply a chance for us to grow and evolve and to learn new things. Claire, thank you so much for talking to us today on The Briefing. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you.
Sasha Barbagat there, speaking with social researcher Claire Madden. If you enjoyed this episode or one of our other recent episodes, do tell a friend about it and maybe send them the link as a little treat. We really appreciate it. And check your feed tomorrow from 6 a.m. for all the news headlines you need to know and our latest deep dive. I'm Bension Siebert. Catch you soon. Listener.